Hello, everyone. So good to be with you in another daily verse-by-verse commentary from Foundations of Covenant. Thanks for taking the time to be with us today. We're going to look in a whole new series from the book of Psalms, chapter 1. We're going to put our finger on verse 1, take a look at some keys to covenant that I know will be a blessing to you. Let's open up in prayer. Father, today we thank you that covenant has already caused us to have victory as an overcomer for our day. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. And they all said, Amen. Wow. I love those types of prayer that position us in the finished works of the cross. Hallelujah. Well, let's put our finger on verse 1. I'm going to be using the King James Version. Let's go. Are you there? I know you are. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Well, if I had to give you one key to help you understand this particular verse, that key would be the key of covenant. You see, this word blessed is a covenant term. It means how to be led. We read in the book of 1 Corinthians and often in the writings of the Apostle Paul that many that are led of the Spirit or covenant. Because the Spirit represents the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. So as many that are led in covenant, they are the adoption or the redeemed of God. Isn't that good? They'll go out with joy. They'll be led forth with peace. See, blessed is a word that not only represents how to be led, but it means how to advance, how to make progress, how to walk in the Spirit or in God. Remember, the word Spirit is the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. It represents the Trinity, 1 John 5. These three are one in heaven. And whatever is redeemed in the earth is made one through Jesus, through his blood, through the washing of the blood or water, and the Spirit that was in Jesus in bodily form, the Father and the Holy Spirit. These three are one. They bear record they are one. So blessed means how to be constructed in God, how to be joined, how to live in God, how to live within God in the earth as it is in heaven. Isn't that good? So covenant joins whatever's in God on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, that's good. How to be led, how to advance, how to walk, how to make progress is blessed. Because of covenant, walking in God, walking with God, being born of God, blessed. I'm reminded how this term blessing was used as a covenant term in the life of Abraham. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of your country, I will show you a land. This word said means to boast. This word said means to call and tell you everything that is designed and purposed for you to walk in. That's good. Isn't that good? And he said, you'll be blessed, and whoever blesses you, I will bless. Whoever curses you, I will curse. Why? Because of covenant. Covenant. I will make your name great, and your name will be known, blessed in the city, and blessed in the field, and blessed in, literally, above all, in the nations, as you study the life of Abraham. But you know what? Jesus used this message of covenant through the word blessed in the Sermon on the Mount in the New Testament. In Matthew 5, we see him sitting on the mountainside as a shepherd, and the disciples sat close by, yet the multitudes were like sheep set out on the mountainside, grazing upon the words of Jesus, the good shepherd, in rest and righteousness. And Jesus opened his mouth and he said, blessed are those who are poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed, or the message of covenant, are those who mourn, they will receive comfort. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And he continued to speak about the blessing, the construction of a happy life, the construction of a victorious life. I'm reminded in 1 John 5, those that are born of covenant are born as overcomers of this world. Isn't that good? So this word blessed is the key to understanding the way to walk. And it gives three descriptions. Walking in covenant puts you in a different lane from those who walk in the counsel of the ungodly or outside of covenant. This word ungodly literally represents the word wickedness. So often we term this word wickedness as deceitful, or something that has to do with something that's immorally not right. But in 1 Corinthians or Chronicles chapter 7, the Lord said unto Solomon, something that we have used and we don't really understand what it means. It says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I will heal their land. And he goes on and talk about all of the good things that he will do, or he will enforce covenant. What is wickedness? Wickedness in this chapter is simply leaving covenant with God. Solomon gave thousands, over 10,000 of means of sacrifices and worship through goats and bulls, through turtle doves, through lambs, and he worshiped the Father with all of the people who offered these sacrifices of righteousness. That's pure covenant, the joining together of worship with the sacrifices of righteousness, the sacrifices of praise. You see, on the cross, Jesus became the turtle dove. On the cross, Jesus became the lamb. On the cross, Jesus became unrighteous so that we might be the righteousness, which is the scapegoat, the trespass offering. And Jesus became the bull offering. Through the resurrection, we were strengthened in the spirit of might. So, blessings of covenant are those who live in the life of the sacrifices of righteousness. What is covenant? I'll end this thought in today's time together with you. Covenant is how the Father, by his own hand, joined his redeemed inheritance, that's you, back into himself through the sacrifices of righteousness that Jesus became. And because of that, we've been positioned in rest. We've been constructed to have a life of blessing. We've been constructed to have a life where to be led, or in God, in righteousness, in rest. How to be led in joy, in times of refreshing, as an overcomer. And every day as we live a life in God, because of covenant, we are literally joined with God and upheld with God through what Jesus became on the cross, the dove offering. He was and is our peace. The lamb offering, by his stripes, we are already healed and joined back into God like a salve. We partake of his body like a salve. We enforce and allow his blood to wash and cleanse us daily. Through the trespass offering, the scapegoat offering of Jesus, everything that was documented against our life as living outside of redemption, we've been made the redemptive inheritance of the Father. And the bull offering, we've been strengthened inwardly, Paul said, with the spirit of might. That strength where we had no strength, he became our strength. So daily we are led by the sacrifices of righteousness. And when we are led by these, by simply acknowledging that we are already joined as one in these sacrifices of covenant, sacrifices of righteousness, our life is a life of praise. Isn't that good? Why? Because we live behind the veil of Jesus, the covenant body and life with God. Well, I pray today this time has been a blessing to you. Use this picture that's on this podcast or this message that's in the link that I've given you today, and print it out and see how these sacrifices of righteousness uphold you in rest in righteousness to walk in truth and covenant with God. Well, until tomorrow, we pray today will help you renew the kingdom in your life today in victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Steal away in the secret place today. I'm Sister Laura. Amen.